Bill 1060, an act to revise the standards of review for finding of fact.
House Bill 1060 has had its second reading, is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks? Senator Everest.
Thank you, Madam President, and members of the Senate. House Bill 1060 would limit the review powers of the Supreme Court in cases where the trial court's decision was based in whole or part on fact. Under current law, there are two ways the Supreme Court can review, and that would be through for findings of fact, and that would be through a clearly erroneous standard or a de novo or fresh look at the evidence. Currently, documentary evidence is reviewed de novo. And if you have a live witness for evidentiary testimony, a clearly erroneous standard would be applied. House Bill 1060 would then impose the same limitations on the Supreme Court in reviewing documentary evidence as currently imposed in reviewing witness testimony. Therefore, the clearly erroneous standard would apply to both. I know these are a lot of legal terms, and I'd be happy to answer any questions if a member has one. Thank you very much. I urge you to support House Bill 1060. It comes to you on behalf of the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court of South Dakota.
Further remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Klocek.
Question of Senator Everest.
State your question.
Senator Everest, what is the position of the Supreme Court? Are all the Supreme Court members unanimous in this, or what is their opinion?
Senator Everest, you choose to respond.
Thank you very much for the question. Anytime a bill comes before the legislature, it's gone to the Judicial Conference for approval. That conference is composed of the Supreme Court justices, all the circuit court judges, and the magistrate judges in the state of South Dakota. They have practically 100% attendance at this conference. The legislation is scrutinized and approved at that point. It's then brought on behalf of the Chief Justice.
Madam President, that wasn't the question.
Restate your question,
Senator
Klocek. Madam
President, the question was, are the Supreme Court justices unanimously or divided on this issue, or are they in support of this bill? You only said the head justice, if I'm not mistaken.
Senator Everts, do you choose to respond? I think the question was it unanimous with the Supreme Court justices?
I don't think that there's any public vote that I could allude to on any particular issue of the Supreme Court.
Thank you, Madam President.
Further remarks? Further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of House Bill 1060. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers?
Aye.
Benson?
Aye.
Bogue? Rose,
aye.
Brown,
aye.
Dugard,
aye.
Dennert,
aye.
Drake,
aye.
Dunn Jim, Dunn Rebecca,
aye.
Duxbury,
aye.
Everest,
aye.
Flowers,
aye.
Frederick,
aye.
Hangey, Halverson,
aye.
Ham,
aye.
Hutmacher, Cleven,
aye.
Klocek,
no.
Lang,
aye.
Lawler,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
Moore,
aye.
Munson,
aye.
Olson,
aye.
Paisley,
aye.
Reedy,
aye.
Browns,
aye.
Schoner, Staggers,
aye.
Simmons, Valandra, Bitter, Whiting, Senator Hangey, Senator Hangey, Senator Simmons, Senator Simmons, Senator Vitter, Senator Vitter. Madam President, ayes 28, nays 1, excused 6.
House Bill 1060 has received a majority vote of the members elect and is declared passed. Are there questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.